This past week has been, I think, one of the hardest for Palestinians. Sorry, bear with me. On Monday, we lost beacons of truth-telling, most especially Palestinians in the diaspora and Palestine collectively felt their hearts ripped out of their chests. Palestinian mothers, including my own, collectively grieved, collectively grasped their hearts and said, Ya Weli, Ya Albi, for their sons Anas al-Sharif, Muhammad Qreqa, Muhammad Nofal, Ibrahim Zahir, and Mu'min Alewa. We warned you about this. Time and time again, we warn you because we know the evil that is our oppressor, yet somehow some of you refuse to listen. We were once again let down by the collective apathy that is this current world order of imperialist fascist thugs, including those within media organizations who once again abandoned their principles of journalism and once again were mouthpieces for the Zionist entity that is Israel. When news agencies like the AP, like Reuters, like the ABC, like the SMH say, Israel says, that is never about objectivity. Fundamentally, that is about them being the spokespersons and mouthpieces for the Israeli government. And in turn, that makes them just as complicit. So to the media organizations out there, all I will say is remember the Nuremberg trials. Remember the Nuremberg trials? Anas al-Sharif was a journalist who knew with certainty that Israel would kill him. Yet he worked tirelessly, day and night. And despite this, Anas worked towards reporting on a permanent ceasefire and an end to the bloodshed, as if he would one day perhaps see this day come. But he also prepared for the reality that he might not. And even though our beacon of light and truth was taken away from us so violently, his truth-telling still remains with us. He prepared his social media channels to carry on without him, to have teams entrusted to carry on the message of truth-telling, and to be sure that the atrocities in Gaza do not fall on deaf ears. Today, I think I'm going to be a vessel for a lot of Palestinian voices in Palestine, because I think that is my main obligation as a Palestinian on stolen lands here. I want to quote Bissan Okasha, who is a 22-year-old Palestinian woman. She's 22 years old today, but she's also the founder of Seeds of Resilience, a little community-based group that is planting food in Jabalia camp, or what's left of Jabalia camp. If you know the historic significance of Jabalia camp, you know that it is the breadrock of the resistance movement. It is the breadrock of Palestinian resistance. It is where the Intifada started. It is where the Intifada will continue. And it is where the Intifada will see our liberation. Bissan wrote these words when Hossam Shabbat was assassinated. She says, when a journalist is killed, it is not just an individual who is murdered, but the truth itself is assassinated, and a crime is committed that does not expire with time. Another door to justice is shut. In Palestine, journalism is not just a profession, but a frontline battle to convey the truth. A journalist is not merely a news reporter, but a witness to the crime, and at times, its victim. The Palestinian journalist does not just tell the story, he is part of it. He chases the truth amidst the rubble, immortalizes it in the memory of the world, and pays with his life for it. This is what Palestinian journalists are about. They may have taken Anas, they may have taken Hossam, they may have taken Ismail, they may have taken Fatima, they may have taken Muhammad, they may have taken many more. Over 232 Palestinian journalists have been assassinated and murdered over these past year and 8 months. And every time our hearts shudder because they are our truth tellers, they are our beacons. And we will continue to expand their voices, and we will continue to be their vessels to carry their voices no matter what. They will not silence us. No matter what, they will not take our voices away. No matter what, our truth will be conveyed. But if Monday wasn't even heart-shattering enough, we had Albanese announce the intent of so-called Australia to recognize a Palestinian state. Some people celebrated this, including some people in the crowd, and I ask you to really think about this and really readjust your thinking around this narrative. This is a state delineated by Western imperialist powers, without the thought or consideration of the very people that said state impacts, the Palestinians. I, as a Palestinian, and I can guarantee you every Palestinian here, rejects this notion of state recognition. We reject your crumbs. We reject your conditions. We reject your banter stands painted in diplomatic falsehoods of statehood. We reject a two-state solution. We demand the rightful return of our diaspora people. We demand the liberation of Palestine from the river to the sea. No ifs, buts, or maybes. We are a people that will return to our lands as one state that is democratic and filled with dignity for all. And if you don't understand that, and if you can't hear the Palestinian call for their liberation, for their sanctity, for their livelihood, then you do not stand by Palestinians. So the message is clear. It's one state, Palestine, from the river to the sea, and until liberation and return, we reject every single goddamn spoken word coming out of Albanese. We reject every single goddamn words rejected from Wong. We reject all the apathy. We reject the media coverage of our people being slaughtered. We are our voices, and hear us loudly. We will not be cowed. We will not be silenced. We will continue to show up, and we will continue to demand our rightful return, the sanctioning of Israel, the expulsion of the Israeli ambassador, and the embargo of two-way arms trade with Israel. That is it. Nothing more, nothing less. The fact that you have to call Netanyahu to discuss a possible solution means that you are siding with the oppressor, and we reject that.